Do you know how hard it is to herd Ravenclaws? Written by Lullaby Nell. Read by Opalsong. Part 5 of As Green as a Fresh Pickled Toad series. Summary. And then Sue turns to her and goes, "Where do vanished objects go?" Damn it all to hell. Lisa knows that look. Okay, but I actually think about this all the time. Ravenclaws and their problems with their dormitory door. Like, imagine Sue Lee and Lisa Turpin coming back from dinner having some conversation or other about how they have some herbology essay due tomorrow and neither of them did it because they were too distracted with the tangent they got on while doing their potions homework. And Lisa's going, "All right, Sue, Tony's already got the books, so we just have to buckle down and do this. We got this. It's fine. We'll just go in and work our asses off." Then they get to the door and knock, still talking, entirely on muscle memory. They're barely listening when the eagle asks them, "Where do vanished objects go?" Lisa's brain is a little too fried with worry to think at the moment, but she's not too concerned about getting in, because Sue looks calm and thoughtful about this one. And then Sue turns to her and goes, "Where do vanished objects go?" Damn it all to hell. Lisa knows that look. Sue, no, it's a riddle. Sue, it's just a riddle. Yeah, I know it's a riddle, but it's also a legitimate question. I mean, vanished objects have to go somewhere, right? For you to conjure them again afterwards? Or are you just creating an identical object out of nothing? Or maybe not nothing. What are conjured objects made of, do you think? Sue, we really have to write this herbology essay. I know, but it's an interesting question. I bet somebody's done a study on this. I heard Padma say that conjured objects are different to real ones. Do you think there'd be a way to tell if your conjured object was the same one you'd vanished? Like, if you bespelled it with a charm and it came back with the spells? Well, I once heard an upper year say that vanishing bespelled objects is tricky. They were looking into it for their curse-breaking apprenticeship, but it might be possible. I definitely don't think it's possible to conjure bespelled objects from nothing. It might be. I read this book where somebody talked about conjuring a sneakoscope, and those are definitely enchanted objects. Was it a Gilderoy Lockhart book? Because that sounds like bullshit to me. No, I can show you. It was in an Auror's memoirs. I just returned them to the library this morning, so I bet nobody's taken them out yet, and that sounds like an unreliable source. And I was reading this charms book the other day that referenced a book on the specifics of vanishing objects that had an author who was an expert in their field and a retiree from the Department of Mysteries with the same last name as the book by the Auror. I'm not believing this until I see a source. Fine, come on! The eagle knocker has long since settled back into its resting state by then. Sue and Lisa immediately run off to the library, arguing the whole way. And the next day, Professor Sprout gives the extremely apologetic students an extension on the essay while sighing, "Ravenclaws." Or imagine there's some muggle-born student who has an astrophysicist for one parent and a biologist for another, and they think magic is amazing, but they're also really into muggle science as well. "Which came first?" the eagle knocker asks them at one point. the phoenix or the fire? And they're immediately like, the fire. While their friend is like, Benny, no, that's not how it works. My brother told me about things like this. It's one of those paradox questions. What? No way. Fire came first. Benny, fire is a chemical reaction, and as far as I can tell, phoenixes are a fiery bird that probably evolved just like everything else did on this planet. We're really a small speck on the cosmic calendar, Rowley, and I'm saying that unless phoenixes are actually aliens, which would be awesome, you, Benny, have to admit fire came first. There are trillions of stars that have burned and died billions of years before our sun was even born. This is just like that chicken and egg question, in that it sounds like a paradox, but it's actually not. Because the egg existed long before the bird we know as the chicken ever evolved. Benny! What? You, the door opened. What? Oh, cool. Finally someone who recognizes science in this nutty place. About a week later, Benny completely disrupts and derails their astronomy class by arguing with Professor Sinestra about the school curriculum. That hasn't been updated in more than 50 years or more. Being way too out of date, Professor! This textbook was written in 1910! These telescopes are ridiculous! When's the last time a wizard went to an actual planetarium? Oh my god, do wizards even know that the Americans have gone to the moon? And the wizard-born kids are like, the Americans have what? While poor Rowley has his face in his hands and isn't even surprised. Or imagine other things, like that time the first years had to stand around for 2 hours after the welcoming feast because their prefects gave them a short speech, a small tour, and then got into an academic disagreement, as the House of Ravenclaw has come to call them, over the riddle. So there's this group of 11-year-olds playing party games in the hall while their 15-year-old mentors yell at each other over the riddle. And they only got inside in the end because someone actually managed to notice that the first years never came in, and hey, that's sort of weird, and sent some second year to go look for them. Or when newt season came around, and there was a seventh year so stressed that they came back from the library at 3 a.m, and when the eagle knocker asked them a riddle, they just burst into tears and sobbed against the door for 10 minutes before the eagle awkwardly declared, "Nicely answered," and let them in anyway. I mean, Ravenclaws, they'd be a mess. The end. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback for both myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening!